Shalom, today's daf yomi is Chagiga daf Dawar Chagiga 4. We're going to start in the bottom of 4a, where the Gemara tells us, amongst those who are, the Mishnah said, amongst those who are exempt from the mitzvah of a pilgrimage, it lists a chiger, a suma, a chol, and a zakein, and somebody who's not able to make a pilgrimage with their feet, somebody who's a lame, blind, sick, or elderly, or all these people are going to be exempt from the mitzvah of a pilgrimage. So it says, the Gemara, what's the source for this idea? The Gemara states, it says in the Torah, Shalosh Regolim Tachogli Bashana. So Tanur Rabbanan says, we know that the verse states, 3 times a year you shall celebrate with me. From the fact that it says Regolim, festivals, we translate it, or we understand to mean Raglayim, with your legs. Somebody who has legs is obligated in the mitzvah of a pilgrimage. Prat L'Balei Kavan, this comes to exclude somebody whose leg was cut off, and therefore they're not able to walk, and therefore what they do is they put in a prosthetic, a piece of wood or something to help them walk, and so therefore they, and that those people are exempt from the mitzvah of pilgrimage because they have no foot. Davar achar, another explanation. What does it mean, rigolim? From expression of rigolim, we say prat l'chiger ol'chol osumu l'zakin sheinu yachol avos baragov. It comes to exclude anybody who's unable to go up, or somebody who's lame or blind or elderly. They're unable to walk. That even though they have legs, since they need a cane or something else to help them walk, they're going to be exempt from the mitzvah of a pilgrimage. So the Gemara asks, v'sheinu yachol avos baragov. So why at the end of this phrase does it say somebody who's unable to walk up? It's adding something. Lasuye mai, what's it coming to include? So it says, Rava lasuye mefanki. He's coming to include, to exempt from the mitzvah of the pilgrimage, people who are mefunakim, or anugim, meaning to say that people who are very careful, they don't walk anywhere without shoes, they're very delicate, and the reason is that since on the Temple Mount you're prohibited to walk with your shoes, therefore such people are going to be exempt from the mitzvah of the pilgrimage, because it says, ki tavol ra'ud panai, mi bikesh zos miyadchem, remos chatzerai, because it says, in the verse in Isaiah chapter 1, when you come to see my face, who requested this from you that you trample my courtyard? And Ramos Chatzerai means somebody who walks there with shoes. So you're exempt from the pilgrimage if you're unwilling to go anywhere without shoes. So the Gemara brings a braisa that gives us another exemption from the mitzvah of the pilgrimage. Tana Ha'arel, somebody who's not circumcised. And Rashi says he's not circumcised, even though he has a good reason not to be circumcised, because his brothers died as a result of circumcision. Rachmana Litzlan, v'tamei, and somebody who's tamei patur min ariyah. These people are exempt from the pilgrimage. They do not bring the os ariyah, and they also do not have an obligation to send the sacrifice through an agent. Bishlam may tamei. I understand why somebody who's tamei is exempt from the pilgrimage. D'chsevu vasa shama ve'vesim shama. It says, you shall come there and you bring an offering. Kol sheyeshno babia, yeshno bavo. Whoever is obligated to come to the pilgrimage has to also send an offering. Kol sheyeshno babia, eno bavo. Whoever is not able to come does not require to send an offering through an agent. El aro minal, and how do we know somebody who's uncircumcised is exempt? So Gemara says, Hamani Rabbi Akiva hi. So this is the teaching of Rabbi Akiva. Demar b'yu aro ketame. That Rabbi Akiva says that somebody who's uncircumcised is like the law of, with respect to somebody who's ritually impure with respect to the mitzvah of eating truma if you're a kohen. The Tanya Rabbi Akiva says, ish ish l'rabo says aro. It says, Rabbi Akiva says, with respect to the law of truma, which is a sacred food eaten by a Kohen and his family, it says every person from the Zera of Aaron, he says he cannot eat from the Truma until he's Tahor. And since it says Ish Ish, Rabbi Akiva says it comes to include somebody who is uncircumcised. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Tamei Pater Min Ariyah, somebody who is ritually impure is exempt from the pilgrimage. Tachsevu Vasa Shama, Meveisem Shama, which means Kol Sheyeshna Babia, Yeshna Bava. Whoever is obligated to come, meaning that they're not Tamei, they also have to send an offering. Kol Sheyeshna Babia, Eno Bava. And if they're not obligated to come, then they don't send an offering. Rabbi Yochanan ben Davai, Omer Mishem Rabbi Yehuda, Suma Ba'achas Me'enav Pater Min Ariyah, somebody who's blind in one eye is exempt from the pilgrimage. Shenemar, as it states, Yireh Yeira'eh, because it states in the verse, Shalosh Pamim Barashana Yeira'eh Kol Zechorchas Pnei Adon Hashem, and then it states, this Yeira'eh has a Tivu Kri, it's read one way and written another way. It says Yeira'eh, whereas where it's also, it is read Yeira'eh. So it means to say, Kiderach Shabaler Os Kach Balera Os. In the way that Hashem comes to see you, so too Hashem you come to be seen, so too Hashem is seen by a person. Ma Balar Os Beshtei Inav, just like a person the master wants to see the man with two eyes. Afle ra'os b'shtei inav. So too, the one who is seen by man has to be with two eyes. And so therefore, a person who is blind in one eye is exempt from the mitzvah of pilgrimage. So Rav Huna kimata l'hai kra, when Rav Huna came to this verse, that three times a year, Yirel calls the Chorchas Pnei Hashem, and it was written, and it was darshan on the way it was written, Yireh, that, but it is written Yireh, but it's read as Yireh, Bachi. He started to cry. Amar, Eved, Sherabo Mitzapel Oloroso, he said, a servant that his master is waiting to see him, Beisrachek Mimenu, and he's distant from him until he does not see him, Dechsev, Kisavo Eroz Panai. So he says, this is like a servant who's coming to, a master is waiting for a servant to see him. How is it possible that his master will be disappointed in him? Who wants me to, why am I asking you to trample my courtyard? God is waiting for us to come and visit, and we come there in a disrespectful manner. And when Rav Huna would come to this pasuk, he would cry.